Scotty P. Yo, what up, big bro?
I feel high as a bitch right now, man. It's like crazy, man. Like none of that normal shit, bro.
Fuck these niggas, man. My soul, nigga, been fuck these niggas. So we got some here, nigga.
Yo. Y'all wanted that whole song, didn't y'all? Shout out First Class, that's Y2K. Y'all can go get that off that Pure Regis mixtape right now on mymixtapes.com. That's Pure Regis. PureRegis. On mymixtapes.com, that's Y2K right there. Shout out Scotty Fresh, shout out Scott Fresh. Y'all already know what it is. Also, I do want to just take the time out right now to shout out to all my sponsors. Shout out to everybody who donates to the podcast. Shout out to everybody who listens to the podcast. Shout out to everybody who even know about the podcast. Shout out to everybody who just alive right now in general. You feel me? Just shout out to everybody, man. I know it's real hard out here, man. I know everybody out here working hard. I know everybody trying to do their thing in life. You feel me? I'm not going to knock nobody. I'm Carter Slade. Y'all rocking with the podcast. Shout out Juice Hendrix. I just talked to you the other day, man. You got some nice stuff working. I seen you cooking. Yeah, man. Shout out everybody. First Class Records. So, yeah, like, well, real quick, today, March 28th, 2019. I did just want to give y'all on this day in history. And today, because of the topic today and what I'm going to be covering, I do just want to say, this goes hand, like, this is a tribute on this day. Okay, so everybody knows that my Instagram name is Flavius. And on this day in history, the Roman Emperor Valentinian I, he appointed his brother Flavius Valens as the co-emperor. And Flavius was basically ruled over the eastern part of the empire, while Valentinian the first ruled over and took the throne over in the west. So they were brothers. They took over. They did their thing. One thing, that family had a huge impact on the Christianity religion in Constantinople and, you know, stuff like that. So it's, look those people up and you will see what I'm talking about. Yeah, so that's trippy. One thing I do want to say before I get into this podcast is that I know I do not condone, or I do not, one, yeah, I don't condone the selling of illegal substances. I don't condone the consumption of illegal substances. But however, this is a really nice podcast we got for y'all today. Today we're going to be talking about my experience when I took mushrooms. Now, give me 1 second, because I do have to grab some illegal substances so that I can roll up another illegal substance and get this story cracking. So just give me 2 seconds. I'm about to grab my chair and drop my lighter. I gotta get this baggage in. Gotta get the baggage in. Shout out Scotty P. with that Bagotin word. Today we smoking some good OG. You know, just a classic smoke, classic vibe. Rolling it up in a hemp, pure hemp paper. Once again, just a classic vibe, just a classic type of, just a classic smoke. You know, it's not doing too much. It's not doing too much in general. So yeah, I'm gonna roll up a nice size blunt there. I normally use a funnel, but I'm not using it. I'm just gonna roll a naked J. So yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. But yeah, basically my experience on mushrooms, it was a crazy one. Send me y'all on. Yeah, but while this does while we do wait for this, I do just want to go play some First Class music. Just while I'm rolling up. Shout out to First Class and all what they doing. They are doing their thing out here. So yeah, shout out First Class. Go check those videos out. Long, double R. Finna go play some videos. And go check out my new video. It's called Session with Hendrix. It's on YouTube right now. Just put you in a vibe to just want to smoke and chill out. So yeah, Session with Hendrix out now. Also, make sure y'all watch that. Gotta get this song pulled up for y'all. I'm gonna play one of my favorite First Class songs. A lot of people like this song, man. But a lot of people don't see. A lot of people think we got a lot more better songs than this.
Sloppy, so I was like, my
arc is
not finna come up.
I'm gonna just skip the acting scenes because it's not your show.
You out there waiting for
us, man. That's all we got. Yeah.
Y'all got 5 minutes.
It hurts to be the man. Yeah. Gotta make sacrifices.
Goddamn, man, we can't sacrifice it. Crowd screaming and them cameras watching. I can't sacrifice it. I'm next, 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 next. Try to go off a pill. Next, 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 next. Yeah, I just took a blue pill. I'm so fucking lit, nigga. I don't even need a deal. Really getting money. Then see how niggas feel. Niggas in my grill. Tell a fuck nigga chill. Like, 400 on the kicks. They thought it was a big deal. Seen the stars from my line. Made me open up my eyes. I just saw them off the grind. Had to put in overtime, yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. I was born with it. Had to stay down. Now I'm going to get it. I was not crazy, I'm a slave. Got niggas shake their hands with their face. Niggas in the way of the hating. First class in the group and the rest. I say, now with the real. Now we don't fuck with the faces. Pull up in one of the ladies. Look in the dots of the haters. She wanna smoke on the daily. I told her she got me crazy. Send me a rubber to match.
Sorry, Juice Hendrix. Perfect song, by the way. I really love that song. Y'all did y'all thing on that. But now that I am done rolling this J, I do have my topic. Once again, shout out First Class Records. Shout out Juice Hendrix. Shout out Scotty P. Shout out Scott French. Shout out. I see what y'all doing. So yeah, my story with mushrooms. I'm Carter Slade, and I've done mushrooms 4 times. And each time it was definitely a different experience, I would say. Not only did I learn a lot about myself during those experiences, I kind of sort of like to think that I learned a lot about just life in general, you know? Let me go into it. So, gotta start my day. Okay, so the first time I took mushrooms, I actually took them with Scottie P and Vincent Van Grant, and it was a weird experience. For my first time, I was 20 years old, 21, 20 years old, 20 years old, so let me tell you how it was. So Van Grant got us the mushrooms. Me and Scotty, we had at $50 a piece. So we paid $100 for the mushroom. We got like an eighth a piece. And the first thing we did, I remember Van Grant, he gave us a whole story. He was like, yeah, I want y'all to make sure y'all eat drinking water, make sure y'all eating healthy, because this is an all-natural drug, and I don't want y'all to start tripping when y'all take it. And he was just telling us, like, he loves us, and he loves us, he's proud of us, and stuff like that. And because basically, he said he didn't want us to look at him as, like, a devil or something like that. And so when he told us that, I was kind of, like, geeking out, because I'm like, okay, if he got to tell us all this and he don't want us to think we're a devil, what is this drug about to do to me, right? What is this about to do to me? So I'm kind of panicking. I had water, I had oranges, I had an orange juice, I had water, orange juice, and oranges. I had like fruit with me. So boom, we got home, we ate the mushrooms. Well, we didn't eat all of them. We popped like 3 caps. He taught us how, because Van Gogh, he took mushrooms before us, so he taught us how to take them. He said, okay, take this, take a cap, these called caps, these were the power ass, so if you eat one of these, it'll activate faster, these are stems, this the, you know what I'm saying, it had dust in there as well, you know what I'm saying, just particles. And he was showing us, okay, eat a cap, and then it's going to take nauseous, it's going to taste nauseous. So, I remember biting them and feeling like I was gonna throw up ASAP. Like, I remember biting them and like, oh wow, these nasty. They wasn't what I thought. Like, you know, when you eat mushrooms off like a pizza, you like, but they didn't taste like that. They tasted like, I don't know, like, it's hard to explain. They were super bitter, like real bitter. And then they was also like, they had like a weird sweet smell to it. And the smell didn't match what it tastes like, if that makes sense. So, boom, we take the mushrooms. They didn't kick in ASAP. It took them like 20, 30 minutes to kick in. But after we took them, we broke some of the mushrooms up and put them in blunts. And we mixed the mushrooms with marijuana. We put that in a joint, smoked it. We put mushrooms in a bong. We took that. It was just eating mushrooms and smoking it out of blunts and smoking it out of bongs. So, boom. Now that we already ate all the mushrooms, but we pretty much ate all the mushrooms, not all of them. We still had enough, like, in the blunt and, like, in the bongs and shit. So, Trey D, he's about to go out, and we all right with him. Our mushrooms, they kick in, yeah, we always kicking it, so we all go with J.D., me, Scotty, and Van Gray. We go with J.D., we just riding around. And I remember like it was yesterday. the shrooms, the whole ride, the shrooms is not kicking in. Like, they didn't kick in. And it actually took them a while to kick in. So the whole ride, we just chill away for the mushrooms to come in, because we ate, me and Scotty, we ate edible gummies. And we didn't feel them. Like, we didn't feel nothing for the edible gummies. So, and we ate a whole one a piece. Like, we ate a whole one a piece. They say you're not even supposed to do it, but we did it. And we didn't feel nothing. And so we just wait for the mushrooms to creep up. And I personally, I didn't think they was going to creep up. But I remember J.D. got in the car because he went to, like, Cousin Sub's or he went somewhere like that. Yeah, so J.D., I'm sorry about that. My girlfriend just came in with Chick-fil-A. I had to pause it. So J.D., he got in the car from Cousin Sub's.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had to pause that again, but I remember like it was yesterday, J.D. came in. He left the car because he went into like Cousin Sub's. And he came in. Soon as he started the car up, and the engine ran, like, vroom, vroom, whatever the car does that, the mushrooms kicked in ASAP, like, right when the car started up. All the vibrations from the car starting up activated something, because all the lights got super bright at that moment. Like, it wasn't like it coasted me in. No, it literally, like, 1 minute was off, and then next minute it was on. Like you flipped the switch on the light, you know, so. Boom, JD start the car up. All the lights get bright. I just remember me and Scotty P just start laughing, just like giggling, like one of those laughs that you trying to like hold it in, but you can't really hold it in. And you trying to hold it in. So it was one of those laughs where it was a continuous, like we kept trying to hold our laughing, but it kept like slipping out. And it was like that for the rest of the car ride till we got home. The car ride home. It was right down the street, and we just laughing the whole car ride. All the lights were super bright. All the lights from the back of the cars, the red lights, the green lights, the yellow lights, neon lights, blue lights. They all was like super, like, defined, super, like, super, like, defined. And it, like, it was crazy. It was a crazy experience. So we get home, and we just chilling outside. And now, I can't tell y'all from nobody else's perspective but mine. And I know, from my perspective, I know that all the grass kept looking like it had symbols in it. The grass kept looking like it had like red symbols. Everything looked fake. All the homes and all the houses like around my house, it looked like it was like a film studio set up. Like, it just looked real fake. Like, it didn't look real at all. It looked fake. And I just remember thinking that, like, who want us to live in these houses? Like, who want us in these houses? Who wants us to, like, be in these positions? Like, who, that's what I remember myself. I kept thinking, like, who want us in these houses? Like, hold on real quick, I'm gonna run another J. So yeah, it was crazy. It was like, who is like wanting us to live here? So I just kept thinking somebody was like watching me, like off the, I don't know what that movie with Jim Carrey called, but like I kept thinking somebody was like watching me, and I thought somebody was gonna come out and try to kill me. Like, because I thought I was like unlocking the codes of like the society, and I thought that if I was able to do that, somebody would know. Just, I don't know how, but yeah, like I kept thinking I was gonna die. I kept thinking somebody was gonna like come out and kill me, but I wasn't scared though. That's the thing, like although I thought all that stuff, I just wasn't scared. Like I just kept going, just with life. I wasn't scared because I was just like, okay, at this point, if something bad gonna happen to me, it's gonna have to happen because I'm not scared of nothing. So whatever gotta happen, gonna happen. Yeah, wasn't scared. Me and Scotty, we walked around the block. we actually like start running down the blocks, and he was able to run real fast, and it was to the point where, like, hold on real quick, gotta get some Dr. T. Thank you, baby. My girlfriend, she holding the mic while I blow this blunt, because we don't have a mic stand. Y'all could donate and get us one. Oh, yeah. Also, we gonna start doing recording these podcasts. What up, Junior, man? What's going on, man? Man, I feel you. But yeah, we gonna start. Man, I feel you, man. I said, I feel you, man. But yeah, we gonna start recording these podcasts. That way y'all can get a visual. And then y'all can really see. Now we can see how we get these podcasts out. So, right now I'm just rolling up a J. But, yeah, that's just one story. The story really not even over. Like, the story just started. Like, I took shrooms 4 times. And each time it was way different than the last time. So, yeah, just rolling up another joint. They nice-sized joints, too, by the way. I'm just smoking them for real and not just babysitting them. So they grow, like, kind of fast. One time I rolled a joint, and you was right there with me. It was like 3 grams in the joint. No funnel. It was pure naked. And I was smoking for like an hour. It was just gone for like an hour. That's what we did just in the car the other day. You want to say something?
Smack.
You said I'm smack?
I said you were smack.
Yeah, I was smack. I was trying to be on Juice Hendrix level. Shout out Juice Hendrix. He a mushroom legend. He done told me about his mushrooms experience. And they do the same thing to both of us. So, shout out him. Shout out Juice Hendrix. Shout out Carter Slay. Yeah. That's Pearl right there. Okay, so yeah, I'm about to use mushrooms, so boom. I took mushrooms. Me and Scotty, we start walking around outside. And then all of a sudden, we just wanted to like start running. Like we was like, I'm not gonna get tired. If the only way I'm gonna get tired is because I'm doubting myself. And if I don't doubt myself, I can do anything I put my mind to. So we start running and we start seeing how long it would take us to get tired. And before we noticed, like, we covered, like, a lot of blocks. Like, and every time I tell this mushroom story, like, I tell it the same way because it was real. It was real. Like, we ran, like, 6 blocks in, like, 30 seconds. It sounds weird, but it's, like, super real. Like, we ran so many blocks, like, real fast. And we wasn't tired. The only time I could recall myself getting tired is because I start thinking, like, dang, I ain't got tired yet. And then I started to feel the wind, like, all the wind that I was missing, like, I start feeling it. And that's when I started feeling tired, because I started thinking that I was getting tired. You feel me? And, yeah, I got this joint done. Gonna spike this up ASAP. Yeah, enjoy life. Shout out to my girl for knowing that I needed to smoke another bud, and she saw the other one down, and she was like, "Why are we? I'm gonna break this down for you." But yeah. Okay, so we run in the streets, and all of a sudden, try to get this damn data. Like, as y'all can tell, I'm already 3 joints in. This podcast 25 minutes. I smoked 3 joints in 25 minutes. This one kind of canoeing. So I'm gonna just do it. I'm gonna just smoke this. Why is doing that? Y'all gonna be talking about the way I wrote this J, but I wrote it quick, but I don't know why it's canoeing so hard. Yeah. Let me just smoke that out the bowl. I'm finna smoke that out the bowl. We got a 4-foot bowl right here. And that's what I'm about to go do. That was weekend. And we still got the rest of these things. So yeah, I'm smack y'all. I know this ain't the conventional way to do a podcast, but shit, I literally be just do the podcast, like. So yeah, me and Scotty be running in the streets for super long. We climbed a building to a drugstore. We climbed the top of the drugstore and jumped down. When I jumped down, I did like backflips. I jumped down off the top of the roof to a cartwheel. Like, soon as I jumped down, I did a cartwheel. Then I did backflips all the way into the street. And then we took off running again. And then, all I remember after that was me telling Scotty that I was finna go to Paris. Because we kept telling ourselves, like, dude, we can literally do whatever we want right now. Like, anything on this world, can't nothing stop us. Like, we can literally, our possibilities are endless to what we can, like, do right now. We felt like superheroes. And I was like, I'm finna go to Paris, bro. 20 years old. Not one dime to my name. I'm like, I'm finna go to Paris. And then that's when reality started to kick in, really. Because it wasn't like I was still on mushrooms. We took our mushrooms at like 6 o'clock. No, like 7, 8. Around this time, it's like 10. So I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, now be logical. Because there's a part of me that wasn't on mushrooms. I guess the normal me, the you that you're going to be when you're not high. And then it's the you that you are when you're high. You feel me? That makes sense, right? So I'm like, okay, now, before you, I'm literally talking to myself in my head like a whole rational conversation, like, okay now, Hendrix, before you do go to, because this way, I'm talking, I'm like, okay, talking, I'm Carter Slade talking to Hendrix right now. I'm like, okay, Hendrix, now, before you go to Paris, you got to think about it like this. You don't got no money. You don't got no cell phone right now. And you don't got this. Like, you really want to go to Paris? Like, you really want to go to Paris? How you going to get there? How long is it going to take to get to Paris? Do you even know where to start to go to Paris? Now, I'm not saying you can't do it. But I'm saying, is that what you want to do? I'm merely talking to myself like, I'm trying to stop somebody from punching somebody else in the face. Like, whoa, now. You sure you want to punch the president in the face? I'm merely talking to myself like that. And then I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna go to Paris another day. So I rationalized with myself. Got myself walking back towards the house. By that time, it's like 1 o'clock. Like 1 o'clock, I start working back house. This whole thing happened from like 8 o'clock to like 5 o'clock in the morning. This whole story happened. Like, it was just like that. Like, I didn't get back into the house till 5 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm outside all night, literally just looking at the sky. I'm looking at cars driving past me, feeling like an alien. Like, I'm like, this what people drive? This how people live? These the houses that people live in? And this what people do when they... These what parks that kids go to have fun? Or This a fast food. This what people eat. You should go put that ice cream in the freezer. Thank you, man. But yeah, I'm just looking at all that shit like, what? So, it's about 5 o'clock. I finally get home. At this time, I'm literally in my a t-shirt and boxers. I'm literally down to my boxers. And no, like, it wasn't making me trip. It was just, I didn't want to be in no shorts. I literally wanted to be, I wanted to be in that position. Like, it was self-made. Like, it wasn't, judge me or not, I don't care. But, I was literally, in my t-shirt, in my boxers at that part. At 5 o'clock in the morning. Went in, we all, me, Scotty, and Van Gray, we all fell asleep in Scotty P room. All fell asleep in Scotty P room on the floor. And, boom, we woke up the next day at, 8 o'clock. I still felt weird. I still, felt like somebody was watching me. I felt like somebody was going to try to kill me just for not being in the system. Just for not thinking right. I just still was starting to have, kept looking over my shoulder. Because it felt like the whole experience, it felt like I was outside my body, watching my body do what it do. Like I was watching a Sims player operate in the Sims world. Like I'm the guy playing the game and I'm watching the Sims player. That's how I felt. So I just kind of felt uneasy. It literally felt like I was outside of my body. But yeah, that was the first time I took shrooms. It was kind of sad. Other people could relate to that. I would hope so. A lot of people I know don't even take shrooms. A lot of people never take shrooms. A lot of people. Yeah, so real quick, before we go, I'm finna take a big ass bong rip. Shout out to marijuana. Medical marijuana, helping people all over the world. Flint, Michigan still doesn't have water. Schools are still fucked up. Foods and grocery stores still got preservatives on them and they fucking y'all health up. The economic system is a real system. So if you learn the way the economic system goes, you'll definitely benefit from it. Buy stock, share stock, get vegetables, get healthy, drink water. Let me take this bar rip. It's a fat bar, right? All right, then y'all, I'm out.